Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
Rains of this last weekend not coming in time to help the crop ratings for this weekend anyway for Oklahoma's hard red winter wheat crop. Now looking at 16% of the Oklahoma wheat crop in good to excellent shape versus 21% a week ago, 36% fair, 48% in poor to very poor condition. Meanwhile, Kansas crop, 26% in good to excellent shape, down from 33% a week ago. 8% for the Texas crop, now good to excellent shape, up 2 points from a week ago. Heading, we're at 6% headed now in Oklahoma. 5-year average is 38%. Kansas has yet to start. 45% of the Texas crop now headed versus the 5-year average of 60%. As far as our spring crops are concerned, we've got 7% of the U.S. corn planted now. That's up from 4% a week ago, but well behind the 15% 5-year average and the 16% planted by this date 1 year ago. U.S. soybean crop, 3% planted nationally. That's versus 5% for the 5-year average, 7% by this point a year ago. Right on track as far as U.S. cotton crop is planted, 12% right now versus the 11% 5-year average. This last week, had the opportunity to catch up with Dr. Bart Fisher, head of the Ag Economics Department, Texas A&M University, and co-director of the Ag Food Policy Center at Texas A&M, former chief economist of the House Agriculture Committee. He worked under Congressman Frank Lucas when he was chairman of the committee during the writing of the 2014 Farm Bill. He's got a unique perspective of Congressman Lucas.
I had a very unique perch having worked for the man for almost 4 years throughout the development of the 14 Farm Bill. And I think a couple of things that stand out to me is that, you know, if you were to line up all 435 members of the House, I think number one, in terms of knowledge about farm policy and probably in terms of delivering on behalf of farmers and ranchers, number one is probably Frank D. Lucas. And so I shudder to think of where American agriculture would be today were it not for all of the work that he's done over his tenure in Congress.
Chief Economist of the House Agriculture Committee during the writing of the 2014 and the 2018 Farm Bills, Dr. Bart Fisher. By the way, Congressman Lucas continued to tell farm groups he will return to the House Agriculture Committee after the November elections if he is reelected. That would be just in time for the writing of the 2023 Farm Bill. Latest word from the International Grains Council is that the war has slashed the potential of Ukraine crop production this year. Ukraine will likely harvest far smaller crops this year, 19.4 million tons of wheat, 18.6 million tons of corn, compared to 33 million and 41.9 million tons, respectively, a year ago in 2021. You've got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranch is proud to present their Grass Time Sale coming up on Friday, April 29th, 600 head to sell on SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv and, of course, in person at the ranch in Yukon. 139 Angus Bulls, 12 Hereford Bulls, and a lot more will be offered. You can get the catalog at ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 29th, 12 noon, Yukon, Oklahoma. Check it out, ExpressRanches.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Senior Farm Ranch Broadcaster Ron Hayes reporting.